You're hoping you get to see your favorite player stretch. This would be like someone going to Disneyland and being like, hey, can I just watch you, like, repair Space Mountain? Mel was probably eating 20, on the low end 20, on the high end 30 blocks of cheese a day.
I cannot resist a plate with cheese cubes on it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio above Public Square Coffee in downtown La Mesa, California, is my, what do I usually say there? Is my co-host.
CFO.
My CFO. I don't say that one anymore.
Friend.
My best friend. Melissa Nickerson is here,
hey,
everybody.
There.
Great to see you, Mel. Your coffee's empty.
Uh-huh.
Producer Andy Lara is here.
Yo.
Ho. We're talking the high seas, everybody, today. Mm-hmm. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, to our little podcast they could hear. We're talking a lot of stuff today. We got recorded a comedy special 2 weeks ago. I was in Phoenix yesterday. I went to spring training. We got some emails and comments to get to.
Mm-hmm. I think that was just a week ago.
Yeah. Well,
believe it or not,
years ago,
yeah,
and which means 3 years ago, where we went on the Nate Land at Sea cruise.
We sure did,
and we're going to talk about our trip down through the Gulf, down to Mexico and back, flight to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
We're back on land now.
We are
killing it. So thanks for tuning in, everybody. Great to have you. Thanks for any of you guys who got this. Any of you guys leaving reviews? We really appreciate that. Those really help us. If you haven't, if you listen to the pod and you haven't given us a review on wherever you live, reviews, we'd appreciate
wherever
you do.
Wherever you listen,
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If you could give us a review, that's very appreciated. Listen, a bit of a slow start for me here.
Wherever you live. Leave a review.
Yeah, there you go. Right, so like this review right here, it says, I appreciate this podcast. If you have any guests on the show, you should put their names first in the description of the episode, though. I hadn't read that part. That's a little shade at you, Anna. Oh, gosh, that's so funny. I'd only see
the appreciate part. So you're going to read a bad review?
No, it's not bad. Sometimes you can't even see there's a guest until you click on the episode. The Charlie Barron's episode was almost overlooked by me because all you can see is the first few words of the episode description. So there you go, Andy. Let me do this whole one over right here. Like this one right here. I appreciate this podcast. Someone says, I appreciate your realistic and humorous views on parenting. Good job. Big fan of all the Nate Land podcasts. So there you go.
Woo.
Go leave her some reviews. We really appreciate that. And for tuning in. Also, I'm going to just do some...
dates?
I got some upcoming tour dates here,
yeah.
Guys. If you're interested in seeing me do stand-up comedy, I'm on the road. If you're not interested, I get it. If you're interested in seeing me do stand-up comedy, but not live, I got lots of stuff on the internet too, but live coming up 2 weeks from now, I'm gonna be out in Chicago. The first night is in Old Town Zanies. That one's already sold out, but I'm gonna be out in the Rosemont Zanies. This is a funny thing that happens with me and my fan base is this happens at two clubs that I can think of specifically, Denver and Chicago, that they send me to the burbs.
Denver,
for the weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Downtown Denver has like a cool Comedy Works club, and a lot of time they'll give me one night there, and then we're like, we're sending your butt to the burbs because that's where your people are. Mm-hmm. That's what they're doing in Denver, and that's what they're doing in Chicago. They're like, you get one night downtown, buddy, and then you got to go out to Rosemont. So the 6th and the 7th, I'm going to be out in Chicago. And then the 8th, I'm going to be in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, so go check that out. Then the rest of the month, 13th through the 15th at Washington, D.C., at the D.C. Improv. For Nate Land people, Stephen Rogers will be featuring for me there if you're interested in that. 319 Everett, a bunch of dates in Tacoma. So many dates in Tacoma, I can't even get them straight. And then April and beyond, we've got Philly, Belleville, which is like a St. Louis area, Fort Wayne, Lansing, Michigan, Portland, Oregon, Missoula, Montana, Spokane, Vancouver, BC, we just added a third show, Las Vegas, Birmingham, Atlanta, Columbus, Cincinnati, Louisville, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Denver, Eugene. I don't know, when are we supposed to promote fall dates, Mel? Let me ask, this is a question for... You send us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com, and you get on the Dustin Eggerson Comedy Fans group, too. Mm-hmm. When do you guys want to know when comedians are coming to your town? Because I got fall dates lined up, but yeah. I feel silly promoting them when they're too long away.
I think it's like the 6-7 months out.
I think you're right. To me, that feels...
It's almost March.
Have people put on tour... Bands are always the indicator. Have bands announced their fall dates yet?
I'm definitely seeing summer, late summer.
Yeah.
So early fall's coming.
Yeah, 6 months.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. About right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which I think that makes sense to me because here's some... We haven't done a...
Dustin's Comedy Corner
in a while. The DCC here. I think I'll probably have a new hour that I'm really excited for everybody to see that is very, very different than the one that's coming out in a couple months, lined up in the next couple of months, which will be like April, May-ish, which would then make sense that we can be like, boom, here's the new tour, here's the fall, here's the art,
the specials
here's all the specials out, all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah.
But I mean, if you really want to know, you could go to the website because once they're on sale or bands in town, we throw them on there just for the real planners. But you and I don't know if you're like this, Andy. What we do is if there's a band coming in like 8 months, we'll put it on the calendar, but we will not buy the ticket because we're like, well, who knows?
Our schedule. Yeah.
Who knows what's going to be happening in 8 months? What about you?
When I've got something I really want to do, I buy the ticket because then it forces it into the schedule. Like, I already bought the ticket.
I
can't do anything that week.
Right. Yeah, fair enough.
I think it's the high school sports. The high school sports are they really just black out
college sports.
They really black out the calendar.
Yeah.
Right. That's when I'm just choosing my battle. I'm like, I know this is going to be a fight.
Yeah. But I don't know. I know. I think because you travel weekends, we keep everything pretty loose as far as our entertainment.
Yeah.
We definitely find our way to lots of shows and stuff, but...
On Mondays.
But we hold it very lightly.
When I saw, like, Rainbow Kitten Surprises coming to town on a Monday, I'm like, I'll make that. Yeah. You know? But Zach Bryan on a weekend, you're like, we'll see.
We'll see.
I think I'm more available on weekends. It's because all of our kids' practices are like during the week.
Yeah.
And then their games are early on a weekend.
Yeah. So they're coming for the weekend nights eventually.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the life of a middle-aged parent. You go, oh, man, in 6 months, my favorite band is coming to town. I hope I don't have a volleyball tournament that weekend. I hope I can feel some joy that weekend instead of a gym screaming. I would rather go to a concert full of screaming people than a gym full of screaming 15-year-olds.
Mm-hmm. But you'll never know. You never know until
I like the
month
sound
two
of,
out.
I like the sound of guitars more than whistles. Personally.
Can't plan ahead for this stuff.
Yeah.
But you want
like Arcade Fire, you can get all of it.
Yeah, that's true.
I had some friends, they were trying to go out to eat together last night at the turn. After the tournament.
Oh, wow.
And the tournament was, they said it was 3-7. We left at 7:40 and there's still games going on. So it's getting pretty late for dinner.
That is,
I know,
egregious.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyways, hope you can make it to some of my comedy shows. I've told you before. I mean, I have like a 30-40% ticket increase sales week of. I have fans and I'm very grateful and it's growing and we have fans. I'm very grateful. So many of our people are like, I don't know the schedule yet. I don't know the schedule. And eventually they'll be empty nesters. And, you know, hopefully then I can be like they're Grateful Dead, and they can just come.
They just tour with you.
They just tour with me to city to city, mm-hmm. from strip mall to outdoor mall. But we'll see. So, anyways, appreciate you guys, listening and giving reviews and
coming out to shows.
Yeah. Do we have mm-hmm. a Patreon date yet? Have we found it?
We do. Yeah, I think I want to say off the top of my head, it's March 10th. Let me check here. Yeah, it's March 10th.
March 10th. If you're not familiar, Patreon is a way you can give a little more to the pod, get a little more from the pod. And one of the things that we do is a monthly Zoom hang. So mm-hmm. check it out.
Always
Mel's got some hot icebreakers coming in. You know,
yeah.
Some. What are you guys watching? You know,
we have fun.
Yeah. We do have fun.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do. I got a couple things here. First off, let's do. Is that we at the top of it? I think we are. Yeah. Okay. So I haven't told you this story.
Okay.
This is a nice story. So when I was in Charleston, a girl came up to me after the show, and I noticed on the back of her phone she had a Pokemon card, and it was a Cubone. Which, if you don't know, Cubone is the lonely, sad Pokemon because mm-hmm. his mom died. And
he carries around bones.
He's wearing her bones.
Yeah.
His mask is his mom's skull. And he cries a lot. And I go, oh, wow, Cubone. She goes, that's my favorite Pokemon. I go, the sad, lonely Pokemon. She goes, I always like Cubone because I'm an orphan, too.
Aww.
And I thought, it is important to make good art, everybody.
Yes.
That was really sweet. It was really like a nice moment. And then she asked me to sign her Cubone.
Oh, that's wow. nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which, if you don't know what a Pokemon is, or you didn't hear the first part of that story, you have no idea what I do. Cubone? What is that? is that an inappropriate part of the body? Is that a pool-related thing? I don't know. But isn't that nice?
That's nice. Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the fun things about Pokemon. They say, like, every Pokemon is somebody's favorite. I don't know. I don't buy it. I think there's a couple out there that are It's hard to see. I'm not Onyx, really. Is that really
Geodude?
Yeah, really? I mean, Geodude. I think might have appealed to like the meathead Pokemon guy who likes that he has muscles and
sure.
stuff. But
okay.
he's just a Onyx is just a snake rock, yeah. a rock snake. Who's that?
People like snakes.
But rock snakes.
I don't know about that.
They have other...
I mean, snakes are in...
They have other snakes. You can get okay. other snakes. There are okay. other snakes that are mm-hmm. options in the Pokemon world, but mm-hmm. anyways. But the Cubone was... Listen,
I just remember...
We're losing a lot of people
yeah,
live
we
right
are.
Now. If this was like a... We could just see... If we just saw listeners behind us clicking down, there's like 11 people who are like, this is the best episode they've ever done so far. And everybody else is like, I'm going back to the consumers.
Well, it turns out they're doing an episode on Pokemon.
Yeah. I'll be there in April. So anyways, I wanted to tell you that story. Okay, so I have a stranger danger. I couldn't wait to tell you. So I was in Phoenix this last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I go down to the gym and usually when you go to a hotel gym, there's nobody there. That's
yeah.
usually it.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally one or two other people mm-hmm. and you just put your AirPods
you ignore
in,
them.
You ignore them and you
yeah.
carve out a corner. You find a corner of your little Hilton
yeah.
Garden Inn, which by the way, doesn't have a garden. There's no garden at the Hilton Garden Inn. If you're looking for a garden, there's no garden. But
They lie.
So I go into the gym, and I notice there's like four people. And I'm like, okay, that's a lot. And then at first I see two teens, and I'm like, crap, it's going to be some of the sports teens are here.
You're just goofing around.
Just goofing
yeah.
around in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And then I clock all four, and I was like, those two teens look alike. I was like, oh, siblings. And then I looked up, and I was like, parents. This is a parent workout with this the teens type situation.
This is a family of four.
And then I realize dad was running a circuit for all of them.
Oh, my. Did you jump in as number five?
Hey, give me the kettlebell. Let's do lunges. So they were like, they would go like a 30-second, like kind of like, they were doing like minute circuits. Mm-hmm. And they would do like a minute on the treadmill. And okay. then they would do like lunges. And then mm-hmm. they would do like some like lift on the machine. And okay. then they would go do like some dips. And they would like five, and they would rotate, and then he would have four different workouts for him after that. He had a whole thing, and I was like, this sucks. This is so lame. The teens were not enjoying it. They're just like, this is terrible. The mom was kind of like going along, but he was like, he had a clipboard and was like, I was like, this stinks. What are you doing? But then I was like, I don't know, maybe, I don't know, maybe it's fine, maybe they like it. But I was like judging him so hardcore for this. I was like, do not make your family do this.
And then it's a vacation.
It's a vacation. And then you know what hit me? I go, well, at least he's with his family right now.
You're all like,
exactly. I'm here working out by myself. Just had a smoothie. Called a friend. Mel's done 11 round trips to the school. He's going to a volleyball tournament.
Your daughter's 12th birthday.
Perimenopause fever sweats in the middle of the night. And I'm like, this guy sucks how he's spending time with his family. So funny. What's wrong with me? This guy's doing great. They could have said no. They could have said, all right, maybe it's
good job.
Good job. So, all right. So let's do a couple comments here. This is from Stephen, who said this on the Facebook group. Just listen to the pod. Thank you, Dustin, for saying Boise correctly. With the influx of people who moved here and they're saying it wrong, it's nice to have someone not local acknowledging the proper pronunciation, Boise.
Boise.
It's a very very common one, not Boise, mm-hmm. Boise. And, you know, that's a true PNW native who respects the locals there. Boise was a very good crowd. I did a knitting factory there, which I'd never done before. Really fun.
Venue.
It's a music venue. Mm-hmm. Really fun. Local kid open. Was very funny. It was a fun night. And then we went to Salt Lake, where you joined mm-hmm. me. Anybody mm-hmm. who came out in Salt Lake, we filmed my next special there. Couldn't have gone better, right? I've had to, like, friends like Bates and stuff reach out, and Steven and Taylor, mm-hmm. and we've talked, and like, how'd it go? And I was like, it was oddly uneventful. Right?
In
like
a good way.
Just, in a good way.
In a good way. Like a no news is good news situation. So, mm-hmm. yeah, on my end, I was like, yeah, this like went really smooth. Like,
yeah.
Really happy.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's fairly seamless.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you two crushed it. Andy directed and Melissa produced, and, you know, it was a real, real grassroots effort,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, it was.
Yeah, Andy had a crew of three and like a million. Cases of equipment,
yeah,
and a van, and
a delayed
thing.
Trip home.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Walked in at 1:30 a.m. from a 2:00 flight out of Utah.
Ooh. Ooh.
That was a long day.
That is tough.
Yeah,
yeah,
but probably the worst of it. Honestly, mm-hmm.
yeah,
that was the worst of the whole thing.
Yeah, you'd rather that.
And I would rather take that than the cameras aren't working.
Yeah. And better that on the way home.
Yes,
than 100%. Stressing the way out. But
We all got in. We were like, okay, let's get to work.
And,
source some furniture.
Hit the ground running.
So
deficit design.
When you guys see it, and I think when we'll do a full episode just promoting my own special when it comes out. But when we We'll talk more about how it all came to be, but I mean, it was really like most of the set you bought at thrift stores that day.
Yeah, I really bought it. You were getting a shave at 5 p.m. and I was like, I need you to Uber there. And because I took the van and I did like a 4 to 6, like just got to get it now. Yeah, I think I went to three places. I think it was called Lilies of the Field. That is where I found all our vintage lamps.
Very Mormon sounding
name.
Consider the lilies.
It's like a street ministry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Christian or Mormon. I mean, it's, we share that
biblical
book.
Yep. So, yeah, that was super fun. It's a fun store.
It looks
too.
Great. I'm mm-hmm. excited for everybody to see it. And then my favorite, I know it's so silly, but my favorite part of the night was when Keith, the owner of Wise Guys, decided to keep all the furniture we had got.
Yeah.
And the lamps.
And the lamps.
Yeah.
And I was excited for two reasons. One,
we had no plan.
We had, because it hit me and I was like, we got to get rid of this stuff. Like,
and we walked. So,
yeah.
You know, there's no parking. Yeah. You're like, wait. Yeah.
We were going to have to get rid of a bunch of lamps and furniture on a Sunday, which is when all the thrift stores are closed.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I'm going to have to do like Dusty's old bit about, you know,
whatever. Dropping stuff
on
Goodwill.
Yeah, yeah. But they did take it later that day. I'm not going to get rejected by Goodwill. So he took it. And I was happy that he also was like, this will spruce up these green rooms here that you got here. And
He's got a lot of lighting.
He's got a lot of green rooms back there. He's got three clubs in the city plus Vegas. And so he took it. And it was a huge relief. And it was just kind of, I don't know, it was another everything went real smooth this weekend. So
It was really fun that Brian Regan was in town.
Oh, gosh.
It was
the Regan
Valentine's
element was unbelievable.
Yeah.
So he was playing the arena.
Yeah.
And we've met him and his people, so they ended up coming to the club after his show.
If you get the opportunity to film a comedy special and then hang out with one of your heroes, Brian Regan, afterwards, do it.
Take that opportunity.
Good time.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Really fun. Thank you so much to everybody who came out. You guys were great. As good a crowd as I could have ever asked for. So
my funniest moment was so I was trying to do like a little post-hang like party.
Yeah.
Just like some like food and
there
drink.
At the club,
yeah. And because like your reps were there, and you know we had the crew, and
yeah,
and so I tried to get strawberries delivered on Valentine's Day to a club downtown that was closed, and it was a miracle that Andy got the order, and because the club manager was like, "Yeah, there's no way that's gonna arrive, and we're gonna get it," and I was like, "Okay," so we gave it a go, and then the funniest thing was my phone was plugged in the minivan, and Andy was like, "Hey Mel, I got the strawberries," and it like read it out loud in the
and
van.
You're like, no. It's very funny.
Surprise.
I'm thinking it was the opposite.
Yeah.
Not knowing she ordered strawberries, thinking you ordered it because she said it was like edible. So I thought it was like an edible arrangement delivery, which you've done.
Yeah.
So I thought that was your move. And so I was like, and then I realized, I'm like, oh, wait. I heard Mel say something, so that's why I texted.
And I never said it was a surprise, and it's not really his thing.
Yeah.
Like, I was trying to get some donuts for him, but then, like, the green room could enjoy some strawberries. It was a whole thing. It was a whole funny thing.
You guys did great. Everyone did great. The main thing that you want in my spot there is just to go, hey, all I'm thinking about is the show. That's what I want. And the Friday kind of run through went great. And the Saturday, I don't know. They're good crowds. And I'm excited for people to see what I wrote and performed and to see what you, this on the stage that you built and the makeup and haircut that you,
I did not cut your hair.
You did not cut my hair and the styling that you did and the directing and the lighting and the film and everything that you did. I'm excited for people to see it.
And Alex was great as your opener. And
Alex Valletto is very funny. Yeah.
And the club. The crowds, everyone.
Wise Guys is so
wonderful.
I don't think we want to forget the day before. Like, was that like your first earthquake mid set?
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
That was on Friday.
Yeah. So,
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Gosh. And that was such
like
a trippy experience.
It
was like a 3.8 or like, I saw it on the news. I was like, that's a sizable earthquake.
I mean, you guys have heard me say this story like four times now, but the podcast hasn't. So, first 5 minutes of my set, I'm doing a bit that has like a little of an act out where I shake, actually. And it happened, and it's kind of like, it's not an offensive bit at all, but, you know, it's just a bit that like can be a bit delicate, but crowds really like. And it missed so hard. And I thought I had offended. I thought I had said something
wrong.
I thought I said the most inappropriate thing. I'm like, what? How did this? You would think that this was. I couldn't believe that they were so taken aback. And it went silent. I've never had a crowd, never tell a punchline where the crowd went silent. And then afterwards, someone's like, there was an earthquake. I'm like, that explains it.
Yeah, because the crowd said they could see the stage moving. You know, and then everyone was like, did you feel that? You know, like.
Oh, yeah. And they were weird for a minute or two, but to their credit, they got back into it.
Yeah, I was setting up merch in the foyer kind of area, and the club owner was like, did you feel that? And I was, no, because I was walking. And
you know what I'm just realizing, which is so funny to that, is that because I was standing back in the back watching this, and I saw three parents run to the back on their phones, and it was totally kids on the phone.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Hey, are you okay? Is like everything
checking
okay?
In.
Like checking in. Like,
that's crazy.
I mean, that's your crowd, man.
That's why I don't get mad at my crowd when they're on their phone. I'm like, it's the sitter. They gotta text the sitter.
Or the teenager.
Yeah.
Man, that is so interesting. Mel had never been to Salt Lake, and Mel has real California brain because we've lived here 15 years, which means every store with a vague name she thought was a weed shop.
Weed shop or Mormon shop.
Yeah. No, it'd be like Western Nut Supply. I bet that's weed.
Yeah.
Because then it doesn't have to make any sense here anymore. Totally. There's a place called Cookies here, which is weed. So it'd be like, oh, what's that place called? Posh. I bet it's weed.
Or like Buzzed or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's every weed store that you think. Yeah. Old Navy. Bet that's weed.
It's all weed down here.
That's California brain.
We also, what was... we liked that one... Loki's coffee shop.
Yeah.
That
and Loki Three coffee. Seeds.
Three Pines.
Three Pines.
Three Pines is very good, and Loki's very good.
Shout out
to both of them.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you're in the area, go check it out. So, so anyways, thanks for everyone that came out in Phoenix last night or over the weekend. Really great weekend in Phoenix. Just great crowds. I said it's
four nights, right?
Four nights, six shows. The most amount of people I've ever had asking where you were. So we got some fans out there. There's also some, I was in the gym. There are also some cruisers out there, which was nice. It was good to see all of them. And people who wore their cruise hats and stuff. It was funny. And I have this ongoing issue that I was telling Mel about, like, because on, especially on certain social medias, I talk about Seattle sports so much. I try and differentiate in other places, not exclude. I actually try, I mean, not today. I try to be mindful of the fact that I'm not always wearing that because 'cause
Seattle
now
sports.
A bunch of Seattle sports fans will show up at venues across the country, which I'm so grateful for. I love having fans.
Yeah.
But they'll, like, during one of the Phoenix shows, like, before, someone tried to get the Seahawks chant going. And I'm like, dude, we're in Phoenix. We're guests. We're guests here, and I can't have my Zony fans being like, is this what he does? Is this just some Seattle sports bar gathering? Yeah. And also, as I've said to you, winning isn't funny. I'm in the business of funny. I can't be up like, I can't go out there and do a big Seahawks chant. Everyone's like, this isn't good.
It's the wrong energy.
Even when I'm in the Northwest, I mean, I don't have jokes. I mean, I'm trying to write a couple, but I don't, it's just not funny. It just sounds like bragging. You know, so, but also, so the Phoenix shows are great, and the Arizona fans have been so good to me over the years. The most tickets we've ever sold there. Thanks for coming out. Genuinely so much. I really like that club, and I really like that staff, and I really like the people out there. So I'm very grateful. Went to spring training for the first time. Throughout the first pitch. Did you see the first pitch video?
I didn't, no.
Okay, so you probably saw it.
I did.
I talk about this in it. Listen, the pitch was very high. I talk about this in the video, but you know, it was a lot of pressure as I walk out, I see Edgar Martinez, Hall of Famer. I look out in right field, Ichiro, Hall of Famer, just out there stretching. I'm like, all right, this is spring training games are very crowded. And we're going to talk about spring training here in a second. So there are actually a lot of eyes on there. And there was also, I'd done a first pitch before, but it wasn't as crowded because the team had been eliminated already. So it was like a non-exciting game. And also, like, 10,000 people in 10,000 seats is very crowded. 10,000 people in 30,000 seats. And also, a lot of these people knew who I was. Not all of them, but a lot of them. And I was like a little more promoted there at the two. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, everyone's looking at this. Also, 5 minutes ago before the anthem, I came after the anthem. A little leaguer threw like a 70-mile-per-hour strike down the middle.
Whoa.
And so, but you know, that kid's sharp.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've played a little baseball in your day. The thing with baseball, like, is if you haven't, you haven't thrown a baseball in a while. If you haven't thrown off a mound, so you're not, remember, you're not flat. That's the main thing, is that you go up and there's no mound. I mean, you're not going to go practice on a mound for your first pitch. And they won't let you practice on a mound warm up. They're not going to give you a dugout or a bullpen session. They're like, yeah, I mean, if you need to toss the ball around a little bit. So you go up there and you're like, I'm throwing downhill. This is a totally different. So, you know, you're just saying, don't bounce it. My friend's the umpire, Mike. He texts me, don't bounce it. All my friends are like, don't bounce it, don't bounce it. As I go to the plate, the guy who's catching for me goes, just don't bounce it. Everyone just says, don't bounce it. That's all they're saying is, don't bounce it, don't bounce. So, of course, I threw it high. you're like, all right, I've got a real man's arm here. But, so.
Sorry, I need to dial it back a little
bit. Yeah, dial back a little. At high heat at 54.
Yeah.
Someone ice my shoulder now. So it was very fun, but I did have this thought I wanted to tell you about. So I'd never been to spring training. It was the first time there. I was sitting there at spring training with 10,000 other people all dressed in full gear watching baseball players practice, going, we cannot judge Disney adults anymore. Nobody in this stadium has a leg to stand on, myself included,
right.
At calling Disney adults weird. These aren't even real games that matter. You're hoping you get to see your favorite player stretch.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to play. You're like, yeah, I saw Cal Raleigh do some jumping jacks. It's crazy. They're not real games that matter. The equivalent that I thought of was like, this would be like someone going to Disneyland and being like, hey, can I just watch you like repair Space Mountain?
Yeah.
I don't even need to ride it. I just want to
wait. I'll wait in line.
Yeah. I'll just want to see you get it ready.
Mm-hmm.
And then I bought this hat right here. So this is a unique
spring training
hat because
nice.
It's this. Mm-hmm. And then it has the cactus on it. And then it says Peoria in here too. And I put it on and I was like, this is my seasonal Mickey ears.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is my Christmas Mickey ears. You're like, no, I already have Mickey ears.
All right. Christmas.
But I need the St. Patrick Day's one. They have limited edition Day of the Dead.
Yeah,
Mickey ears.
Mm-hmm. Anything to give Disney adults a break.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I got, I'm just sitting here in matching teal head to toe. What a weirdo. Anyway, but it is great. And the other thing is I was talking to a friend there. I was like, who's an empty nester there. And I was thinking about how, like, he's like, I'm thinking about, like, maybe doing this every year, making, like, this a patronage. And I was like, that is such a going to spring training every year is such a middle-aged man thought to be like, I could do this annually. What do I got going? I could come to the desert once a year, see how these prospects are looking.
Get a little sun.
Yeah, get a little sun, you know. It's that or World War II.
What do you want to get into?
What do I got to get into? Spring training or World War II? Kids are out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
I got to have some interest.
It's nice.
Spring training or World War II. It's great. I'm a spring training guy myself. All due respect. But anyways, it is great, and I highly recommend. And I did think that you would like it because it is smaller. It's seen professional baseball players in a minor league stadium is what it's seen. So it's very fun. Mm-hmm. And it really is. It's like a pilgrimage for a lot of people, especially now. So this is funny. You'll get this. Somebody pointed out there was a lot more Seattle fans there than Padre fans because we're playing the Padres. Why do you think that is?
Because it's winter.
Yeah.
Oh, and also Washington State has midwinter break.
They're out of school.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And also, no one from San Diego is dying to get to Phoenix right now.
Yeah, no one needs to leave San Diego.
Yeah, because like, it's the same weather here. But meanwhile, in Seattle, they're like, Phoenix sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah, Phoenix in February.
Yeah, snowbird season.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, let's do a couple. I want you to scroll down here because we got to get to the cruise. First off, read that question. You're going to like this one, Mel. Go up a little bit. This is from AJ. You go, girl. Yeah, Gloria, you passed in Hillcrest. This is about Gloria passing her driving test. I grew up around there, been there, DMV many times for many years. Still go to the Hillcrest North Park on occasion, and that area has a lot of challenges. Hi to dad and mom. God bless AJ. Hey, that's very nice. Very challenging area to get your driver's
Gloria
license.
Has a lot of street cred for passing first time in Hillcrest.
So. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, so we got some, here we go. We got to talk all about our little voyage.
All right.
There we go.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking Nate Land at Sea, everybody. Thanks, everybody, for coming out to the crews who were there and are following us now. I know we got some new listeners. Sorry. Mel's fixing my hat here. There we go.
These are silly hats.
These are very silly hats indeed.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
So you said that some people at your show were coming with the hats.
People are wearing their Nate Land at Sea hats, you know.
It's nice.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
It's really, really nice. Mm-hmm. It's fun to have fans in our world and in the Nate Land world. It's great. We had a couple comments here, too, if you don't mind switching to the screen there.
Well, and it really was a shared experience.
It was great.
It was like 2,200 people on a boat watching a million comedy shows.
There were so many.
Yeah.
And I'm glad people could enjoy it. It's in the comments here, the live episode. The cruise pod was so great. I don't need anything else. Just wanted to say that, you know. Thanks, Mookie. And then this is from Grace. The At Sea pod was fantastic. I'm usually a listener, but as soon as I saw the guests, I knew I had to watch. So, okay. Yeah. Thanks thanks for tuning in. Is that all we have as far as comments on there? I think I might have got a couple more, but that's it. Let's do our little... this was our first cruise. Somehow.
It was.
Our combined 82 years of life. It was tough to hear, wasn't it?
Oh, no. Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, we've never done one. Mm-mm. Finally did one. Had to fly to Tampa. This was a long day. Thankfully, we had a direct flight.
Mm-hmm.
Stayed
San Diego Airport expanding.
Stayed in Tampa one night. Boarded the cruise. Day one and two got kind of settled, and then like you had a show every night, and
then
you did a belly flop contest.
Belly flop contest was very funny. It was really great. Some people did a great job. I judged it with Greg, Derek,
Dusty
and myself, and it was very funny because we were up on a stage that overlooked the pool. And they had the sixth man, the people who run the cruise, like do all the activities, they do a great job. And they're kind of emceeing it. We're just the judges and they give us the scorecards and stuff. It was great. And they kept it moving along and they found the participants, which I didn't even know.
Yeah.
The funny thing about that, there's a couple funny things about the belly flop contest. One, Greg Garcia told Julian he was judging it. And Julian McCullen, who's a comic, a Nate Land comic, he hosts for most of the Nate's Arena shows. He said he thought he heard Greg say he was entering the belly flop contest. So Julian felt like he should enter it as well. So Julian was in the belly flop contest and didn't win, by the way.
I think his daughter did it too with him.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Oh,
maybe,
okay.
Maybe I'm remembering that incorrectly.
Listen, there was a teenage girl, Moxie, who I was pushing the whole way. To me, she had the best opening round one.
Yeah.
And then I was like, we should do a second round. I was really pushing that from the stage, and that was, in hindsight, that was rude, asking people to do another belly flop.
Yeah, their stomachs were red.
Yeah. The good ones who got advanced to the second round. But it was hard to judge, you know? You're like, let's see if you can do it again. So
it was very entertaining.
It was very fun. Mm-hmm. But the funniest thing is we got a very strict email that they're like, you cannot jump off the stage into the pool. Which is, you know, one of those rules that is there.
Because somebody did it.
Somebody has done this. This has happened before. They're like, you're going to get tempted. You're an entertainer. You're going to put on the show.
Do not do it.
I thought about it, Mel. Because it is just right there and everyone's cheering and you know you could just bring the house down. You're like, if I Kreischer it and yeah. I just throw mm-hmm. the shirt off and go out and jump in here and go win. Oh, I wouldn't win it, but just
for fun.
Oh, unbelievable. But
yeah.
I'm a rule follower. I didn't mm-hmm. want to get kicked off the boat. I didn't get paid till afterwards. So, you know.
There were a lot of things on the pool deck. They did Southern Spelling Bee. They did a talent show.
They did an episode of the new show. The Nate's game show. Yeah.
And they did opening.
Average American. Yeah.
Like the send off the cruise. Yeah, I don't know.
The cruise toast. Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
It was. Thank you to everybody that gave me tips on motion sickness. I settled in. It took a while. Full disclosure. It was a bit bumpy, but it wasn't just me. I think we just did have some kind of rough waters, and I was feeling it pretty good the first day or two. But by the end, and you see it in the last episode, I'm wearing brace, patch, pound and Dramamine. I'm doing everything that you can. And I didn't miss any show. I had a good time. We ate a lot. You eat a lot on a cruise.
Oh, so much.
I calculated, this is not, did we talk about this already with you, Andy? So
maybe at the special. Yeah.
So, oh, that's right. Yeah. There so, at every meal we had, there were blocks of cheese.
Yeah.
And
there's like fruit, crackers, meat, cheese.
I
like all hours of the day.
I broke down and I love this for you. Mel was probably eating 20 on the low end, 20 on the high end, 30 blocks of cheese a day.
I cannot resist a plate with cheese cubes on it. And when you're on a ship, it's like, I mean, it was always out. I didn't know that about myself, but I just like cannot not eat cheese cubes.
It's so funny to me.
I know. Well, I would be like, I'm going to get some fruit. And some cheese.
Yeah. One of the times I thought about it, and I was kind of stacking them up. Now I was like, Melissa, you're eating a full block of cheese like every 36 hours.
And that's why you only cruise for 4 days.
Yeah, it's like you might as well just be gnawing on the block.
But it's the cubes. So easy to eat. Bite size.
That was your big indulgent.
You
didn't drink a lot. You didn't have a bunch of sweets.
Cheese cubes.
Mel was just pounding 30 cheese cubes a day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm impressed your stomach can handle it, but I can't.
Some people were really using the in-room dining, you know? There was... John made a joke on our podcast about the chocolate covered strawberries that you could get delivered to your room.
Which I didn't even know about.
We didn't do any of that.
Thankfully, our daughters didn't. You know what? It's important that you...
Boba Street to your room.
Exactly.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have to leave the room. Oh, great.
Yeah, it's important. It's very important that they didn't know that existed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it was just like a $10 fee, too. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like DoorDashing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would
on a cruise.
It was the first time in your life
mm-hmm.
that I saw you get exhausted from being extroverted from people. It was the first time mm-hmm. I was in the airport because we went to the airport and we had a long... And some people were all flying out
mm-hmm.
and we were happy and we were saying no to them. But when we got on that plane, you kind of looked at me, you're like, I can't say hi right now. I just have to not, because you are talking to, and that's one of the great things about mm-hmm. a cruise, especially a cruise like this, where you have a bunch of friends and
ton of comics. Yeah.
And then you're getting to know new fans and you're taking pictures and it's fun. But by the, I've never seen you be tired from that. I'm done of that after the second hello. I'm like, I'm tired. I'm happy to do it. I'm more, not so much with fan. I'm always more than happy to. It's, fan interaction always makes me feel good because I'm like, career's going good. You know, like this is
sorry,
on mid episode.
Yeah, I did. My bad.
The memory just kicked in.
Oh yeah, it's in, like... I got tired again. Yeah, I think
I lost Melissa mid story. Talking about you.
Day six in the airport, I was like, "Oh no, I can't talk to anyone anymore."
Yeah. I was like, I need to put my AirPods in.
I'm gonna put on a hat and sunglasses.
Fortunately,
and hide.
Only hat you have is the Neyland hat. It is hard to wear this hat and be like, I don't want to talk to anybody. Like, seems like you do.
Yeah.
Seems like you're kind of the center of attention right now.
But yeah, I mean, it was, I don't know, there's a lot of highs, but.
Surprise wins for me. Costa Maya. Great. With the area that we went, shout out Sam Steele. Sam and Paul are friends.
Yep.
They're band managers, and Sam
managed our day.
She managed our day, and she found a little kind of private beach.
Maya Chen
situation.
Yeah.
Well, we got there, and it was just tacos and drinks. And Mel's favorite thing in the world, they would bring you your drink when you were in the water. Yeah, you know. And we just laid.
I was too busy paddleboarding.
I was grateful to be on land.
That Claire said her best food. Somebody asked her that this weekend. What was your favorite food on the cruise? And she said the smoothies in Mexico.
Yeah.
Because she was laying in a hammock.
They kept calling them smoothies. I don't know that there was
a
piece of fruit in
it. Yeah, I don't know what. It was just like a little
blended. I think it was a
blended,
virgin daiquiri.
A blended thing that the girls were getting. And they were like, oh, you're almost out. Do you want another one? And so she was like, sure. And like, so she was getting, you know, these blended drinks delivered to her in a hammock.
Which makes sense to me now of why she was so hyped when we were playing Jenga. And I was like, this girl can't sit still. I mean, I know she has ADHD, but, you know, your vibrations are going to make it fall.
Well, they did at the Super Bowl party. I think our girls had 4 Shirley Temples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was very fun. The Costa Maya was great. And it was just like, you know, it's so funny because people ask you when you live in San Diego, you're like, go to the beach. And you're always like, not as much as I should. We all say the same thing, unless you're a surfer.
Yeah.
You know, I told you I
drive by the beach to go to volleyball tournaments.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly. I see it a lot.
Specific stage.
Yeah.
Where...
But then you are on it. You're like, this is the best thing in the world. But the problem is when you live here, you're like, I'm not in vacation mode a lot. You know, we go to the beach. But it was nice. It was
different.
Very pleasant.
Yeah.
It was good weather.
Mm-hmm.
Cute little town village. You know, it's one of those ones that clearly exists for cruise ships.
Yep.
The cruise ships come in.
A little port city.
Mm-hmm. You buy a Seahawks luchador mask.
Yes.
And you don't know how much you're getting charged. And frankly, you're not going to know until you get home.
Oh.
And you're like, oh, okay, well, let's say, hopefully we'll just say this is a costume that I can write off. But it was great. And then I want to, We joked that we should have gotten the arcade package.
Yeah.
Because I thought the arcade was a huge win for us. Even though it wasn't big, it was fun. And
it was fun.
Claw games are in and playing games with your kids. Our video games are fun with your kids. Ends
yeah.
up. Because that's the funny thing. Millennials are the first generation of parents who are like, no, let's play video games together. Mm-hmm. It's not like, that's like, rotting your brain. You're like, nah, let's rot brains together.
They had an air hockey table. It was fun.
Very fun.
And then we're joking about the Starbucks package, which is
it's anytime you get
those drink packages, they're
that's just so funny to me that there is a package for Starbucks option to add on yourself.
I also the funny thing about when you get a package, And now, listen, it was a different cruise situation for us. And I admit, like, I was out for work. I was working, but I was getting paid to be out there. It's a different thing.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would have done it if we were on our own dime fully out there, but we paid for our own Starbucks package because you're like, listen, I'm still in the black on this trip. So it's a different thing for us.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Once you get the Starbucks package, and I think this is true when people talk about they get like drink packages too, you're like, I got to earn it now. I got to.
You better get back in line.
Better get back in line. We got to do seven of these a day, huh? And my favorite drink usually, and I don't particularly enjoy Starbucks, but my go-to was the, you know, was the shaken espresso, oat the brown milk, sugar thing. Espresso. I don't like them anymore. I overdrank them.
Well, they did run out of oat milk several times.
Yeah. And you're like, well, you're not going to get it. We're at sea.
It was an excuse to go down to the middle of the ship with the girls.
Yeah.
And that was why we got it.
Yeah,
you guys need to.
This is their drink package.
Exactly. So.
They had a blast. The girls
they
had
did.
A. I get yeah. it. Cruises mm-hmm. is a family vacation, just like.
Built it's all there.
It's all there.
It's all there.
You know, mm-hmm. you got the sun, gambling. Children love gambling.
It was just it's super unique. Like, such a niche cruise experience.
Yeah.
And that's what I was telling someone. Everyone was going to 4 to 5 shows a day,
mm-hmm.
and they were not, you know, doing dining reservations and, you know, like booking the spa. They were lining up for seats.
And
they were committed.
I mean,
they had like the schedules and they had their top two and these were
I wish
the
you could have been
comedy
there, Andy.
Fans.
Our room was packed for the pod. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
It was great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's awesome. It was so fun. And then
yeah, we showed up like an hour early.
Yeah, it was really great.
It was amazing.
I think mm-hmm. that like if you like we were I sent you a stand up clip recently from it was a guy doing stand up on the When We Were Young.
Yeah.
Cruise.
Emo's Not Dead Cruise.
Emo's Not Dead Cruise. Yeah. No, When We Were Young is there's not a boat big enough.
No, there's not.
And if mm-hmm. you can get a cruise that has entertainment booked in that you like, you're going to see some shows that you could not see otherwise. Because it was really like a festival at sea, a comedy festival at sea.
Yeah.
And I attended some of the shows and was on some of these shows. I was like, these are crazy hot shows. Like, there's not a show in the country that has me and Derek doing 25, 30 each. That was a hot show. Greg Garcia was a great host. Greg did 10 up top. And then me and Derek each did 25. And I was like, this is a good show. This is like two headliners doing feature sets.
Well, and also
with something to prove, trying to get some fans.
Also, all the comics were going to all the shows.
Yeah.
Which is very comic-like, but it was fun to see.
Yeah. Well, there's two reasons for that. There's three reasons we were going to the comedy shows. Okay. So I'm gonna pull you literally behind the curtain a little bit here. One,
there's literally just a curtain.
Yeah. One, all of our friends were there. So it was great to be like, oh my gosh, Zimmerman, Lachlan, Graham. What was it? John and had Aaron opening on that show. And then Lachlan was opening for Dusty. I'm like, these are great shows that people are getting here. Mm-hmm. And then so each show, they had little trays behind us.
It was like day two or three.
They had trays of sandwiches cut into triangles, two types. BLTs, which you know I'm on a big BLT kick right now.
Uh-huh.
I think BLT is the best sandwich on earth. I think it's unbelievable. I think this is Jason Siegel, I think, who said it. It's the most versatile sandwich because it's the only one you can have for breakfast. It's a perfect sandwich. I love it so much.
Yeah,
they have
so
BLTs
good.
And mm-hmm. PB&Js.
Mm-hmm.
These were my cheese cubes.
Yes. If I was eating all the cheese, you were eating all these mini sandwiches. They're like tea sandwiches.
11. I had 11 and I was going.
They're crustless.
I was going salty, sweet. So salty, sweet.
They're bite size. And they were backstage.
And then the other thing that happened is some of us, they ask you for a writer, and they're like, "Would you like any of these things?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure, I'll have some waters and maybe a bottle of wine or something. You know, my wife will be there, and maybe a couple beers or something like that. Nothing crazy." And what happened is every comic on the show had their own cooler backstage, and we all got wind that everybody had coolers at backstage at every show. So we were just going to the shows, raiding each other's coolers
backstage.
And then the mini sandwiches. And a couple of the comics I talked to him. He's like, "Yeah, no, I've every show I just leave with a full bottle of Jameson."
Well, the crew was like, "This is your writer."
That's the funny thing.
Because, you know, with cruises, like, everything has to go through customs. And, like, this was artists, writers. And
I came back with a wine cellar. I was like, "Oh, Pinot Noir. Oh, I'm not going to drink any of this. I'm at sea, not feeling well." You know, but maybe a little. And then you're just like, "Well, I think you can fly with this." And yeah, the crew was so funny. They're like, "Yeah, we don't care." But it was, I don't know. I totally get the appeal, to, especially if you don't
all built in. Yeah.
And, all built in. And what a, thanks to, you know, Nate and Nate Land for having us and including us, because it was a blast, man. I had a great time out there.
I think that was, I was telling someone, like, Nate has been able to bring together so many comics, and it's not very often that you are all in the same place. Maybe a wedding, or a,
if it's not on a weekend.
It's just you guys work weekends, and so come all together.
Even festivals,
you know,
like when I was in Charleston, that was a part of a comedy festival. But if our shows are on different days, we're on to the next thing a lot of the time. But not on the boat. I mean, I talked to Gary Veeder a bunch. Gary lives in New York. Gary's a friend, and we've interacted like two or three times ever. And I was like, now Gary had his wife and kids out there.
They had a baby.
Gary was dad of the year out there.
Yeah.
I think in one room.
I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But it was, but that was the thing. Just comics that you don't get to see that often, spending a lot of time with them. It was great.
Doing shows together.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was so much fun, and getting to do some various little activities with them. It was a blast. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gloria took a picture with Nate. That was funny. It was the first time that she did it on her own, because she was like, "Dad, can I get a picture with Nate?" And I was like, "Oh, that's interesting. You're old enough now to realize how that's cool." That gives you some clout.
Right.
That you're... Mm-hmm. Oh, the other thing is my kids kept thinking it was Nate's boat.
Which
I mean, it probably could have been.
Some people buy jets.
Yeah.
Nate bought
a... and Nate...
Nate Land at sea.
It's actually Nate Land Cruise Line now, actually. It's he's like... what was the company in Succession?
I can't remember the name. Yeah.
Daystar?
Waystar.
Yeah. Right. I guess he is doing a theme park. Well, he's not corrupt. We don't have a corrupt egomaniac at the top. We just got a nice, generous man. Yeah. So.
This was the dry run.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was great. I hope they do it again. I had some people ask me if they're going to. I'm like, if you think I have any knowledge on this or any say on this,
all right.
If they are, let me know. I'm trying to go. So, yeah.
It's definitely like a once in a lifetime experience.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I don't know.
I don't know.
What do you know?
I know nothing.
So anyways, I know we have some new listeners after the Nate Land episode, so thanks for tuning in. I hope you guys stick around with us, and hope to see you at some shows, and I think that's it. You got anything else?
I don't. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Hey, everybody, want to give a special shout out to our As Essential As Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up. Thank you, patrons, for making this podcast happen and being such a vital part of our community. That is Alex Foos and Sam Graham.
Avril Griffiths.
Allison Nelson.
Andy and Darlene Gerton.
Bonnie Galindo.
Brandon Schoenberger.
Ryan and Amy Nagel.
Byron Smith.
Carrie Teague.
Chris Finn.
Christopher and Bridget Finland.
Code to Grow.
Courtney Ibleen.
Cynthia Carpenter.
Demarius Diaz Stevens.
Daniel Owens.
David and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Dustin Daly.
Jason and Francis White.
Jonathan Ribera.
Jordan Cowan.
I lost my spot. There we go. Juliana Smith.
Christy Harrod.
Lori Amos.
Lauren and Nick Rachel.
Matt and Sam Slazdom.
Michelle Carlson.
Nick Cordell.
Neoma Walker.
Preston and Rachel Wilson.
Restless Mosaic.
Robert and Nellie Capin.
Scott Elliott.
Steven Mena.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Yvette Williams.
Zachary and Tammy Moyle. And Tiffany Payne. Thanks,
Thank
everybody.
You.